I would like to introduce Louisiana Tech President, Dr. Dan Reneau.
Thank you, Malcolm, and thank each and every one of you for being here on another historic day in the history of Louisiana Tech University. I want to say a few words and begin by telling you it's been an interesting week. I started Monday with five items on my agenda that I had not planned all of them, and they were in addition to all of my normal duties. One yesterday was the bid closing date for the new biomedical engineering building, and I had to raise another $1 million. Not a small task. I think we're there. The other one was a 10-year CEF study. The Southern Association of SACs has sent their external team in for 4 days on the Louisiana Tech campus, and we had to impress them and see what we could do. And I think that came out very, very well, and the best I've ever seen. Third Time magazine had called, and they were sending a reporter in for 2 days to look over Louisiana Tech and perhaps do an article on graduation rates and academic excellence. Fourth, I was working with the governor to conclude something that I had to work and work with her, and that has worked out well. And then, sort of inconsequential, we had to choose a new coach. But with the new coach, I had lots of advice. Seriously, I turned to the athletics council, who did a marvelous job as a screening committee. I work with the tip-off club, and John, I appreciate you and those of you. An informal steering committee, Jim Oakes, of course, and I work throughout this period of time. And I listen to the community, and I listen to the Lady Texas themselves. We did conduct a national search. We had some very interesting applicants. Some we interviewed by telephone, and one we brought in, who is really going to make a fine coach someday. But when it all came down to it, and you looked at who was here, and you thought about the future of this program, and you thought about the ability of the individual that was here, the integrity and character of him, and the fact that most of the fans, his team, and community really loved him, the choice yesterday, and I had two names submitted to me, became quite simple. And I thought a lot and slept on it. But Chris Long is by far the choice, the man of the hour, and the one to lead this program forward and keep it as a storied program at Louisiana Tech. I'm going to call him forward later, but first I'd like to say I have another person, an informal advisor, that I call upon, and a friend, and that's Leon Barmore. And I asked Leon, Chris, I have to tell you, I tried to talk him into coming back again. We could see the third coming of Leon Barmore. But he said the man for the job was Chris Long. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask Leon to come here and say a couple words, but first let me tell you a copy of a letter that I received. It said, Dear Leon, on behalf of the Atlanta Tip-Off Club, I'd like to congratulate you on being recognized as the Naismith Award Women's Outstanding Contributor to Basketball. Outstanding, Leon. Outstanding.
Thank y'all very much. Listen, I never thought I'd get up before you and make another speech, I'll be honest with you, but if Dr. Reneau asked me to do it, I'm going to do it, so bear with me a little bit. I don't have my blue shoes on, but I have my blue shirt on. listen, Dr. Reneau, I did go up and see Dr. Reneau recently, and I'm going to tell you something. I had to get out of there. All these things he talked about was going on. The Time magazine person was in there. The Sachs group was in there. And I said, man, your plate's full. His plate stays full. Now, this was handed me on the way in the door. And you got to understand where I'm coming from here, because Dr. Reneau is the best at his business. And I appreciate him. And I appreciate what he's done for this university, this town, and this community. Because I'm going to tell you some people, there wouldn't be no Lady Texers if your university doesn't progress and survive like it has. And on the front page of the Ruston Leader was handed me a second ago, and I said, can I borrow that a minute? Tech gets A+ from the Sachs Group. Dr. No, you deserve it. I feel very good today, and I want to share a couple of things with you. I feel very good because of Dr. No and Jim Oates, who's running our athletic program at our university. I feel very good because Chris Long is going to be your new coach. I feel very good because as I sat these last few weeks and watched the television and watched some of the games, both men and women, I feel very good and excited that Kim Mulkey Robertson won the national championship at Baylor. I felt very good because for 20 years she coached and played here at Louisiana Tech. And that means a lot to me personally, and I know that means a lot to all of you. I feel very good, and I know there's some Lady Techers on the team. I guess they're sitting here. Did Tasha Crane make it? Is Tasha here? But we have several right here. And I'm going to address a couple of statements to you guys right now. I don't know if there's any team in the history of basketball that was criticized a little bit like you were this year for winning 20 games, winning the WAC conference championship, going to the NCAA tournament for the 24th straight time. I think you deserve a lot of credit, and I, for one, appreciate what you did this year for our basketball team. I really believe this, too. I know most of you. And I know that you have a lot of heart. You've got a lot of talent. And I just really think with you and Chris working together, you guys are going to have an outstanding year next year in the future. A quick look back, and bear with me just a second because I won't stay up here long. I just remember in 1981, I've told this story before, in Eugene, Oregon, we won our first national championship. We beat Tennessee. And I never will forget, and it is a true story, it wasn't one made up. We were leaving, and I heard this one guy say, "You'll never hear from that little old school again." Well, Dr. Taylor, you started this thing in 1975, I believe, and we thank you for that. See all the problems you caused? But in 1981, they said, we'll probably never see that little old school again. Well, 25 years later, or 24 or 25 years later, they're still hearing about us. I want you to understand a couple things before I sit down. I'm nervous about where we are now is you're nervous. I'm concerned as you're concerned. And we're all concerned. That's why everybody in this room is here, because they want the Lady Techers to do well. And I guarantee you, they are going to do well. They're not going away. Pam Kelly's not going to walk in that door. Angela Turner's not going to walk in that door. But I'm going to tell you, Tasha Crane and some of these other kids, Shannon Moore is one of the best young players I've seen play. I said that when they played Tennessee on national television. Tasha Crane can play with Angela Turner or anybody else. Certainly we need more Tasha Crane. There's no question about that. But our basketball program right now should be proud of where they are. And I challenge this team right here, again, to do whatever it takes in the offseason and then when it starts back to perform at the top level so Louisiana Tech's name and that team can stay out there. I've made the comment many times that no one has a lock on tradition. If you don't guard it, it's gone. If you don't guard it, it's gone. And I know this administration, and I know Chris, and I know everybody in this room wants to guard it in the best of manners that they can. And I'm going to tell you from my standpoint, I'll do whatever I can to help you do that. I'm back, Chris, for only 20 minutes, and then I'm going to go and watch the Masters. And I want to tell you, Chris, I better not catch you watching the Masters. Maybe 5 years down the road, you will have time to see the final hole on Sunday. Chris, I wish you the best, and thank you, Dr. No, for letting me say a few words.
Don't go far, Leon. We're going to need your advice some more, I imagine. President Taylor, it's nice to see you here. You're the father of Lady Tech to basketball, and he just congratulated me on making a wise choice, and that means a lot to me. Of all the things I've said about Chris Long, I am convinced he is the coach of the hour for the Lady Techers. He knows the game, he knows coaching, he knows people. But in addition to that, I'm sure you agree with me, and that you know he is a man of integrity and with a fine family. Claudia, you're going to be one of the top people of the Tech family now. It's nice to see Chris's parents and your parents here too. But Chris Long has meant something else to me. I believe in rewarding loyalty if all the other factors line up. And Chris has been loyal through two transitions. He's asked for no credit, but he's been a glue that's helped keep us together. Ladies and gentlemen, the fourth new head coach of the Lady Texas basketball team, Coach Chris Long.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a great day, and it's a very exciting day for me and for this program. And there are definitely some people that I want to thank. And first and foremost would be Dr. No and Jim Oakes, who have given me the confidence that I can lead this program and to the standards that the Lady Texers and a lot of people, Coach Barmore, Dr. Taylor, have set. And that bar is set very, very high. And I intend to do everything I can to keep it high, but I want to thank Dr. No and Jim Oakes for this opportunity. I want to also thank the Athletics Council and Mary Kay Hungate in particular, who led this search. Last week we had the opportunity to sit down and visit, and I was able to share my passion and my vision for this program, and I appreciate them being there and really throwing their support behind me. It means a lot to me. There's a lot of people I want to thank. Just looking in this room, I tell you, it's exciting, but it's also, there's a lot of people that have meant a lot to me. And so I'm going to get through this. But my parents, who came from Vicksburg, Mississippi, and my wife's parents that live outside of Jackson, Mississippi, I want to thank you guys for being here, and I appreciate what you did in raising me. My wife, who is my number one supporter and fan, you know, there's the old saying that it's the wife of a coach is a tough job. It really is. It really is. We're gone a lot, and she does a wonderful job with our children, and I want to thank her. Also, I would not be here today if not for Coach Leon Barmore and what he means to me. He is the best coach in women's history. And, you know, he means a lot to me, and I appreciate his support. And I'm going to come back to him in just a moment. There's countless other people out here who I know have gotten behind me and have supported me. And I can't thank everyone right now, but I know who you are, and I appreciate every single person in this room for being here. And there's another group in here who I spend a lot of time with, 6 or 7 months out of the year, every day, flying all across this country, riding in buses across this country, airports, practices, on and on and on, and that's this team that's right over here. Their support behind me probably means more than anything, and I can tell you this, they believe in me, and I can promise you that I believe in them. I believe in them. It's a great group of girls, and I'm just excited to get to work and get after with them. I'm going to real quickly just tell you kind of how I got to this point and growing up, and I'll be brief, but I did grow up an hour and a half away in Vicksburg, Mississippi. My dad was a girls' high school basketball coach at Warren Central High School. My earliest memories revolve around a basketball. And I went to his practices, and you know, and he's been a great mentor, and he's as hard a working man as I've ever known, and I hope to be able to work as hard as he has, and I appreciate everything you've done. I grew up watching the Lady Texter highlights show in Vicksburg, and a Monroe station. I don't think you can't get it now, but the Monroe station broadcast that in Vicksburg, and I grew up watching that. And I can remember, I think I want to say it came on about 10:30 at night at that time. And so as a young boy growing up, I understood, I didn't truly fully understand, but I knew what this program was all about and what it meant on the national stage. And So I was very aware of that. And how I got to this point was Coach Barmore began to recruit Katrina Frierson, who played for me at Vicksburg High School. She's in the WNBA with the Seattle Storm now. And as a junior and senior, her junior and senior season, he came over to games and practices and began to recruit her, and she signed in the early signing period in November. The following March, or April actually, I got a newspaper there in Vicksburg. I saw where Christy and Kelly Curry had left to go to Purdue. And I told my wife, I was out washing my car at the time, I said, you know what, it's been a dream of mine, and I'm going to pick up the phone and I'm going to call him. I said, you know, he's been in this business for over 20 years, there's no telling how many hundreds of contacts he has, but I'm going to call him nevertheless. And I picked up the phone and I called him. He answered, kind of startled me. And I said, Coach, I see that there's a position and I would be interested in talking with you. He said, Chris, I would love to talk with you. He said, I'll come to Vicksburg or you can come to Ruston. I said, I'll come to Ruston. And he might get mad at me telling the story, but it's the truth. I come over here, we meet for 3 or 4 hours, and I'm thinking it's going pretty well. But I'm not real sure, and he puts me in his car, and we begin to drive around to the, and we're looking at various neighborhoods in Ruston, and I'm thinking, boy, you know, this has got to be a pretty good sign here. And I said, you know, but I still wasn't quite sure. But the ironic thing was, the last house we went to happened to be his house, which was for sale. So I ended up buying it, and you know, and to this day I'm not sure if it's because I bought the house or what. I don't know if it's a deal there, but I've lived there for 6 years, and it is for sale. If anybody's interested. But the point of all that is to say that this is home to me and my family. This is the only home that my children have known. And it's been very, very good for my family. And I feel very, very comfortable. And I have had an opportunity or two to leave. And I didn't. I've been loyal to this program, and I will continue to be loyal to this program. And I understand the expectations of leading this program. And they are great, and I understand that. And there's going to be some a lot of hard work that will have to go into this by me, my staff, and my players. And they understand that. They didn't come to Louisiana Tech. They came to win basketball games, and that's why they're here. And we all understand that. And there's not a person in this room that I want to let down. I can assure you of that. I do know what it takes to keep the program at the top level. I learned from the best. And, you know, we've been to 6 NCAA tournaments, and we've been twice. We were one game short of making it to a Final Four. So I've seen that, and I do know what it takes. It takes an incredible toughness by the coaches, by the players, because, you know, one thing I've said to them before is, and I'll say to all the supporters of this program is, you know, you can't bicker amongst yourself. I mean, it's hard enough to go and beat a Tennessee. You know, we need everybody to rally behind this team and this program, and I know you will, and I know you will. But it's going to take a lot of hard work by me, and I'm going to, you know, hey, the name of the game is recruiting, and I understand that. And so my job in the next few days, weeks, will be to put together the best possible staff I can with a major, major emphasis on recruiting. And I'm going to, you know, I'm not ready at this time to say any names, but I can assure you, and I hope that you'll give me the patience to put together the best possible staff I can that can recruit, that can coach on the floor, and that will represent this university well in this program. And I know that I will be able to do that. I have, you know, have been in contact with different people, and but it is a process. And as quickly as I can get that done, I will. And because we need to hit the ground running. There's no doubt about that. As far as this team, you know, we lost about 4 games this year on the last second shot. And there's several reasons for that. But, you know, we could have very easily finished, say, 24-6 and gotten a much higher seed. I say that to say this. This team is not as far off as some people may believe. I believe in this team, and I can tell you they're ready to go to work. They know, I think, that there's going to be some changes.
And you know what? They're excited about that, and so am I. And I just can't wait to get in there, and we're going to have some individual workouts. By the way, we're going to have a meeting Monday. So I'll get with you about that later. But we're gonna have some individual workouts and go into the summer and try to get stronger. In this day and time, you better be strong. And a lot of the teams that we've had here have just simply been more physical than other teams and worked harder. And that's what this team's going to be all about. I can assure you of that. You know, this team was a young team last year, relatively. We lost three seniors. But this was a pretty young team, and they've got a lot of experience under their belt, and there's no question in my mind that that I am excited about this team and what they can become. And with the addition of some people that are coming in, I feel very, very good about this basketball program and this team. I can tell you that I'm energized and I'm ready to go. And I can tell you that we've got a schedule next year that is very good. We have 12 non-conference teams. And I looked at it just before I came in here, and I believe 10 out of the 12 played in the postseason. So we got our work cut out. But that's why you come to Louisiana Tech, to play those kind of people. And we're going to continue to put as good of people as we can on our schedule, and you know, especially in the non-conference. I'm ready to go, and I appreciate every single one of you from the bottom of my heart for being here, and I just can't thank you enough, and if we have some questions, I'll be glad to answer those. Thank you very much.
Coach, have you had any time to reflect at all that 9 years ago you were a junior high girls coach in Vicksburg, and now you're at the university like this as a head coach? What were your feelings?
Well, I think, Sean, I appreciate you being here today, by the way. But, you know, I think that gives me a unique perspective. I really do. You know, recruiting is about relationships. It's about building relationships with coaches. I mean, the first order of business of getting into a recruit's home is getting to know that coach. You know, 9 out of 10 times, if you have a good relationship with a high school coach, that gives you a much better chance of signing a recruit. And that gives me a unique perspective of being in a high school game. High school coaches understand that I've been where they are. And, you know, it is. It's about building relationships, and it's about talking to people maybe when they don't have players, and they're going to help you out down in the long run. And so, yeah, you know, it's that's why this is an exciting day, and I'm looking out here again with a lot of people that have meant a lot to me. It's tough. It's tough to get up here because I understand the magnitude of the situation, but I think it gives me a unique perspective.
You mentioned Coach Barmore. Who are some of the other coaches over the years that have meant a lot to your coaching career?
Well, my dad, as I mentioned earlier, Doc Stevens of Vicksburg High School was a heck of a coach, and you know, he helped give me an opportunity there. I've worked basketball camps for Lloyd Clark at Delta State, who won several Division II national championships, and have worked Van Chancellor's camps and know him. So there's been a lot of people, but there's been no one greater than Coach Barmore.
I guess we can also open it up to any questions from the fans at this time, because I'm sure the media is going to do a lot of one-on-one afterwards. All right, Coach, well, it looks like you got it easy today.
We're going to ask one more thing.
Okay.
Do you feel like the Lady Texters can continue to be an elite program with the budget that's currently there for women's basketball, and or have you been given any assurances that the budget will be increased at any point in the near future to give you more available resources to do the things that you feel like you need to do to keep this program up and even take it up a notch?
That commitment is there from Dr. No and Jim Oaks. Yes, it is. And I do believe with that support that this program, I'll tell you this, I wouldn't be here today standing up here if I didn't think we could keep it up in the, you know, up on the national scene. There's no question in my mind we can.
No question, just a comment. But we know where your heart is, and we're thrilled that you're the coach.
Thank you very much. Wow.
All right, if there's no more questions at this time, we'll just we'll close things. I know the media's got a lot of questions for the players and for Coach Long and Dr. Noe and Jim Oaks, but I want to thank everybody again for coming this afternoon, and it is a great day in Louisiana Tech basketball history.
Thank you.